All right, Joe on the radio. Mark Morano is the man, former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of Climate Depot, author of a book that was so ahead of its time, The Great Reset, that you could still get on Amazon. The Great Reset, Global Elites and Permanent Lockdown. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show. I can't wait to hear you today. You were apparently in Europe with the heat wave in Germany.
Show me your papers, Mark Morano.
How was that? How was that, my friend?
Yes, I was in Leipzig, Hull, Germany, and Frankfurt right during the heat wave. And we're talking, it was like high 90s. It some days was over 100 Fahrenheit. But it wasn't quite. I'm from Washington, D.C. area. I grew up in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, a 90-degree day felt hotter to me, 95 anyway. The humidity is much less, at least in Germany. I can't necessarily speak for how France felt this week. But
yeah.
What was amazing is that everyone is just like accepts that air conditioner is not an option. Now, I was in hotels. The hotel rooms themselves you could control, but hotel hallways, hotel lobbies, hotel rest, I'd be, you know, walking around, you'd just be very warm. And then you find out that because of the EU regulations, they actually have in Spain and other countries explicitly, if a temperature is under 79 degrees, you're not allowed to run air conditioning because of net zero. In England, they're actually under compliance and net zero climate rules. They're pulling out air conditioners for people's houses unless they follow all the instructions and do that. They've demonized it. But it was amazing because I think, and to be fair to Europeans, it's a cultural thing. And I grew up in Virginia, so it was hotter. I had relatives in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And growing up in the 60s, 70s, there was a cultural thing. It's like, oh, we don't have air conditioning. Ah, we just open a window. Ah, you get used to the heat.
Yeah.
And then I think the culture shifted and people just accepted more air conditioning. You start to crave air conditioning after a while. So I do want to throw that out. But Europeans are sitting there scratching their head at a high summer death toll anywhere else in the world. It's like they're a third world country when it comes to air conditioning. It'd be like living in Alaska or Siberia and being like, oh, no, we can't use heat. Oh, you'll be fine without it. Like, no fires. No. What is going on? This is ideology, it's culture, and it's bureaucrats not allowing them. It was bonkers, though. I mean, there's like, people are dying. What are we going to do? It's like, get an effing air conditioner. It's not that complicated, but they're not allowed. In fact, the mayor of Paris actually said the U.S. is causing their heat wave from our air conditioning. And they actually said, we're not going to use air conditioning in Paris because that will require more, it'll increase temperatures and it'll require more air conditioning. Like, huh? So you're going to let people just die? I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Well, especially in Germany, when you got somebody from I Love Lucy running the country, Fred Mertz, isn't it Fred? Isn't
that the guy? Right.
Fred, I said, well,
Mertz, yeah.
I mean,
he's kind of like a uniparty figure. He did criticize the net zero during the campaign, but he's basically a status quo, you know, leader. He's not reversing or doing anything. He gave a little bit of lip service to being, oh, maybe net zero went too far. But that's what Germans are living in. And it's, you know, they have. When you go throughout Europe, all you notice are just, it's like a throwback. Remember the old days, you'd read about the South, and people would sit, and I'm not saying culturally, there's a lot of nostalgia in this, but you'd have a mint julep, and you'd sit in the shade for hours on end. Why? Yep. Because you didn't have air conditioning, and you couldn't do anything.
That's
sort of what happens, and this is why you get the month of August. People know this from tourism. The whole continent shuts down, or a lot of shops are closed, and people take month-long vacations. Again, nice culturally if you can do it, but that's what's so ingrained. But then you add climate, and you end up with a death toll. I was seeing that more people die of heat waves in Europe than gun violence in the U.S. I mean, there's stats like that out there. MIT did a study, 2024, explained air conditioning perfectly. It literally doesn't exist in nature. It's a magical technology made by man that can, because heat exists. You can burn, you can have fire, and you can change your temperature.
But
air conditioner is something that's just technologically advanced. It's invented by man, and it can convert an oppressive hot environment to a livable environment. It reminds me of Greta Thunberg. Remember, she couldn't fly an airplane, and she was trying to figure out how to get across the Atlantic because she had an ideological... It's like, no, Greta, the Wright brothers about 100-plus years ago invented something. It's called an airplane. That's how you get across the Atlantic. You don't have to go across in a yacht or whatever made of plastic, which was fossil. Anyway, but it was just fascinating. It's such a divide. And again, if it was just cultural, I would respect it, but it's not. It's built into this climate crisis, and they're saving the planet, and they're looking at the U.S. use of air conditioning. By the way, they want us to... I'm sorry for filibustering here.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
The mayor wants community cooling centers, which is echoing exactly what the L.A. Times, New York Times has said we need in the United States. No individual air conditioners. Go to your community cooling centers. Imagine going to one in L.A. with, you know, drug use and homeless all the runaway crime, and you have to take your family during the day because you're not allowed to run your air conditioner to meet climate goals. Anyway, I just got back. I'm still sleep deprived, so maybe that's why I'm a little unhinged here.
We love it. We love it. And even in New York, when they do these cooling centers, we just talked to the Office of Emergency Management. You know what? If your heat, that power goes out, which is going to, God forbid, I don't want to jinx it, but the power goes out, you need a place to go. But this is, what is with Europe? Mark Morano, what are they doing? They don't, it's like, if Donald Trump's not in office, this is going to come here. It started to come here with Biden, and we fight it because let me go off of the environment for a second, Mark, and just while we have you and your expertise, what's going on in Spain with free speech? The prime minister there, that guy's nuts. He goes, if you think something, it's like what's happening in England. If you think something, the cops are there. Free speech, it's what's the impetus of this? Yet if you're, God forbid, from another country and you're grooming or you're raping, these people get off, apparently. But if you're a citizen of England, of just France, of the Netherlands, of Germany, I mean, this is what's going on over there. I mean, there doesn't seem to be anybody, even Giorgia Meloni. I thought she was going to fight it. Maybe indeed she is, but they're getting worse when they're going along with this woke culture. You know,
they are. I mean, J.D. Vance, when Trump, their first inaugurated, gave a great speech in Europe about that, and they're
great
sort
speech.
Of. Where we were headed directly, remember, after COVID and after Trump and then COVID, where you have all the big tech, all the censorship. Europe is, it's a frightening role. You mentioned Spain in particular. They have a thing called the gag law, and it actually criminalizes slander and offenses against royal family, artists, activists, against the royal family and leaders, and artists and activists and all of them have actually been prosecuted. So you can't say anything bad. You talk about, you know, if you like something on Facebook, you know, particularly even Australia and New Zealand and England, they come after you. This is a scary world. I just saw there's also this idea of the web is being scrubbed. One of our greatest things of record has been this Wayback Machine, archive.org. And if that ever get tainted, and there's now movement to actually say, well, you know, some things can't be, you know, codified forever in history.
Right.
They're finding nothing's permanent. They can start taking away our own common history, and then when you have no free speech, you can pretty much invent new realities. And of course, that's what George Orwell wrote about. That's what we dealt with in the climate debate. You deal with that in public health. And you deal with that, and you say woke culture, whether it was trans issues, Black Lives Matter, there's just certain things you can't say. So we'll see. I mean, right now, you know, we're facing a midterm election, and you're facing, obviously, elections in 2 years. As Ronald Reagan said, we're always one generation away. Freedom is one generation away from disappearing, and you just can't assume anything. Milton Friedman, the economist, said, in the history of human civilization, the history has largely been, and the vast majority has been, misery, economic deprivation, and slavery. Only the last 175 years have been an exception to human history.
Thank
and that's
you.
The question of how long we can keep that going.
Man, you are so good, my brother. Listen, get some rest if you can. You sound great. We love when you're fired up, Mark Morano. Keep it going. Hey, happy Independence Day. God bless America, my brother.
Hey, you too. Happy 250.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Morano right there. ClimateDepot.com. 935, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
Take it from United Van Lines. Moving yourself sounds simple. Until it isn't. The packing, the lifting, the truck rental, the stairs, the mess, and suddenly, do it yourself. Feels like do everything yourself. Now, imagine a move with United Van Lines. United's pros know how to pack, lift, protect and transport your belongings safely, efficiently, and on schedule. No guesswork, no borrowed dollies, no wondering if your couch will survive the trip. With a full-service move by United, your move is handled by experts. Your time stays yours. Your belongings stay protected, and your stress level dramatically lower. Because moving shouldn't leave you exhausted before you even arrive. Full service moving from America's number one mover, United. It's a better way to move. Get a free quote at unitedvanlines.com.